Hello and welcome to the More Abundant Life Radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. I'm glad that you've joined us today. I'm the host for the program, The More Abundant Life, which features the ministry of Pastor Wentley Phipps. Today we will continue the message that was begun in our last program, this message on Jericho. In fact, we'll conclude that message today. So today we'll hear Jericho Part 2. Let's just call it that. If you heard part one of this message, you're certainly going to want to hear the conclusion of this very exciting story. So I urge you to stay tuned today. Just before we get into the message, as usual, we have some great music for you. Here's music entitled The Power of a Dream, the title song from the CD released by Pastor Wentley Phipps.
That's the power of a dream. What he's planned for you. I know that vision will see you through. That's the power of a dream. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? So much power of a dream. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? So you've been searching for what you're bound to be. I catch a vision of your destiny. I know it's gonna turn your whole life around, and you'll be glad you found. He's gonna guide you and make everything so clear. And where you wanna go, he will take you there. He'll build a fire way down in your soul. Take your dreams and touch the world. That's the power of a dream. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? That's the power of a dream. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? If you can believe, you will achieve.
Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. My God said he'd take me higher. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. He saved me from the wind and fire. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Jordan River is chilly and cold. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Chills my body, but not my soul. Walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. Walk about Zion, walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning, Lord. I'm gonna walk about Zion in the morning.
We just heard music by Wintley Phipps. The song was entitled Walk About Zion. Before that, we heard also The Power of a Dream by Wintley Phipps. And I hope that you enjoyed those musical selections. You are listening to the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. Today's message is going to be the continuation and conclusion of one that was begun in our last program. Here's Pastor Phipps with the message of Jericho, part 2.
If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 6. What book did I say? The book of Joshua, chapter 6. I want to begin reading with verse 1. The book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1. The Bible says, "Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns, and the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him." The Bible tells us that one of the wealthiest and most influential of the cities in Canaan was the fortified city of Jericho. And church, hear me today, Jericho was a problem. Joshua himself, a mighty man of war, knew well that the children of Israel could not advance unless they dealt with a problem called Jericho. And make no mistake about it, Jericho was not just another city. Jericho was an impenetrable fortress, an impregnable citadel, an invincible, impassable stronghold. Joshua knew that Jericho stood in the way of their dreams. He knew that Jericho was an obstacle, a barrier to all the promises God had made to them. During the time of Joshua, church, the science of warfare had not really developed a way of compromising and conquering a city like Jericho. You see, Jericho was protected not by one wall, but by several walls that went around the city. You had to get past the walls and then the soldiers that were in between the walls to conquer Jericho. The only way you could conquer a city like Jericho was you had to starve the people out. And if they were well supplied with food and provisions, it would take months, sometimes years, Jericho was a problem. Not only was the city walled about, but their horses and iron chariots were ready for battle. Their soldiers were trained for war. Jericho was a problem. Have you ever had a problem? The Bible says in Deuteronomy 9:1, the city was great and fenced up to heaven. Have mercy. Oh, but Joshua knew that God is at his best when the situation is at its worst. Joshua knew that no matter the emergency or the complexity of the difficulties you face, God is at his best when the situation is at its worst. Joshua knew that no matter the weight of the dilemma, God can handle it. Someone here today, I don't know, you're going through something today. Maybe, folks come in church, they look all dressed up, but if you only knew, they don't have a job. If you only knew, their career has stalled. Huh? The path to progress is blocked up. Remember, I came to tell you God is at his best when your situation is at its worst. When you come to that emotional impasse in your life and you're not sure that God even loves you, God is at his best when the situation is at its worst. When you don't want to go backwards and at the same time you can't seem to go forward, anybody, can I get a witness here today? When you feel like you're standing still, anybody feel like your life is standing still, you feel like you're marking time, I want you to know God is at his best when your situation is at his worst. When you don't know quite what to do, when you're not sure just how you're going to solve this problem, well, you come with me this morning. Let's visit God's assault on Jericho. Come with me, open your Bibles, Jericho chapter 6, as we take a look at what Joshua did about his problem and his obstacle and his wall. Joshua knew he had an obstacle, so chapter 6, before laying out any battle plan, before attempting any movement of troops, before committing any of his resources to the field of battle, Joshua prayed. I said, Joshua prayed. Before you handle your problem, pray. Every one of us in here today has a Jericho that is bigger than we are. And I'm speaking authoritatively. Because I know, and I don't care how good you look, I don't care how happy you look, you got a Jericho that is bigger than you are. Each and every one of us have a Jericho that needs to move out of the way. And I counsel you, let's look at Joshua's example. Don't you move on your Jericho until you consult with heaven. Don't move on your Jericho until you talk to Jesus. Don't move on your Jericho till you are sure you received a clear word from the Lord. And the Bible says that Joshua prayed. The scriptures tell us he saw before him what looked like an angel. Have mercy, have mercy. Amen. Have mercy, have mercy. Look at chapter 5, verse 14. And he said, nay. Well, let's look at 13. Came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood what? Stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. Stay with me now. He said, are you for us or are you against us? See, when you see somebody that powerful, it's good to ask. Are you with me or against me? And then the reply came back, I am commander-in-chief of the Lord's host. Church, there's only one commander-in-chief of the Lord's army. His name is Jesus. The servant of the Lord tells us if the eyes of Joshua had been open, he would have seen all. Sometimes I get so excited I can't get a word out of my mouth. If Joshua's eyes could only have been opened, he would have seen the trained army of heaven had come to fight for him. And that the captain of the Lord's host, Jesus himself, was there to command them. Woo. Jesus said, Joshua, take off your shoes. The place where you're standing is what the choir sang today, holy ground. And wherever the commander in chief is standing, it's holy ground. And it was Jesus who Joshua saw that day. It was Jesus before whom Joshua fell on his face, worshiped the Lord, said, Joshua, Jericho is not just your problem. I have made Jericho my problem. And when God makes your problem his problem, you've got a breakthrough. You didn't hear that today. When God makes your problem his problem, you are blessed. So sometimes when you don't know what to pray, take a hint. Ask God, Lord, make this problem your problem. Right. Amen? Amen? God said, Joshua, I've made Jericho my problem. And when God has so identified himself with us that he makes our problems his problems, victory is only around the corner. The Lord spoke to Joshua. This time he didn't say, Joshua, go out and fight. I will give you Jericho. Oh, no. God said to Joshua in Joshua 6:2. Let's read it. And the Lord said unto Joshua, verse 2, see, I have already given Jericho into thine hand. Amen. You see, when God makes your problem his problem, the situation gets reversed. Amen. Your worry gets overturned. Joshua, all you got to do, gather the priests and the army, march around Jericho 7 times, and on the 7th time around, I want you to blow your trumpets. And then I want you to do an unbelievable thing. Joshua, I want the whole army to turn, face the city, and shout. And Joshua, when you shout, the walls are going to fall down. Brothers and sisters, God wanted the children of Israel to know, Ellen White says, that they weren't going to conquer their enemies by their own skill. They were only going to conquer by obedience. And no matter how ridiculous God's directions seem to you, obey and you'll get victory. Who ever heard of anything so preposterous shouting at a city to bring it down? God didn't say to them, look, I want you to get some ladders. I want you to get some battering rams. And then I want you to climb up. God is something. I want you to scale the city. He didn't tell them, listen, get out your primitive artillery. He didn't say, he said, when you hear the trumpet, just look at the city and shout. Somebody says, this is absurd. God uses the incredible to manifest his power, church. One day he told some fishermen who had been fishing all day, cast your net on the other side. We've been fishing for a long time. Just do as I say. Amen. One day he told some lepers, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. God says, just do as he says. He put spit clay on a man's eyes. Told him if he wanted to see, all he had to do was wash it off. Just do as God says and you'll have success. Amen. So let's look at the first thing Joshua did was he talked to the Lord about his problem. Amen. I'm giving you the secret of spiritual success. First thing you do is talk to God about your problem. Amen. Ask God to make your problem. Amen. Let me try it again. The first thing you do is talk to God about your problem. The next thing you do, you ask God to make your problem his problem. And then next thing you got to do is be confident that God's methods are going to work. Amen. Joshua knew that sometimes before God rewards your faith, he questions and he tries you. He wants to see if you're going to follow his methods. Now, if what God says to do is unorthodox, don't question, just do. Can you imagine Joshua trying to explain to his troops, we're going to shout at the city. Perhaps nothing could have appeared more designed to make the children of Israel look foolish than to be out on the battlefield shouting at the enemy. I may not understand it, I can't explain, but God has invested the number 7 with special significance. Maybe, you know, if you can say God has a favorite number. 7 is a number designed to test our faith. Remember, the Lord told Naaman to dip in the Jordan how many times? He told his disciples, feed the multitude of 1,000 with 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Remember, Peter said to Jesus one day, Master, how many times should I forgive the brother that sins against me? I'm to forgive him as much as 7 times? Jesus said, Peter, not just 7 times, but 70 times. Are you with me today? 7 is a number that will test your faith. 7 is also God's number of completion. The book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, is replete with examples of God's use of the number 7. 7 churches, 7 stars, 7 golden candlesticks. Oh, are you with me today? 7 seals, 7 angels with 7 vials who pour out on earth the 7 last plagues. In Revelation, it talks about God speaking through the sound of 7 thunders. God's number of completion. Are you with me? Look at the Bible. Look at your Bible. Joshua again, verse chapter 6. Look at Joshua chapter 6. Verse 3. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war. Go round about the city. How many times?
7.
Once. Thus shalt thou do how many times? 6 days. And what? How many priests? 7 priests shall bear before the ark what? 7 trumpets of ram's horn. And the what? 7th day you shall compass the city how many times? 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast, the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet. God has a love affair with that number, and it is there to test your faith. So don't be discouraged, amen? When you prayed 6 times, you may have to pray 1 more time.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Children of Israel marched around Jericho, and every time they went around, Ellen White says, the Canaanites would check the locks on their doors, check the bolts on the city gates. For 6 days, the people in the city of Jericho endured this mystery of an army marching around their city in eerie, silent procession. Patriarchs and Prophets says that every day they wondered what this meant. But they didn't have to wait long, because on the 7th day, all of a sudden, God's people went around 6 times. And then on the 7th time, hallelujah, the priests turned to them with their trumpets. And they blew. Joshua said unto the people, now shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. Now, I don't know what they were shouting. I don't know how loud they shouted. But they must have really been shouting, because suddenly the walls of solid stone began to heave uncontrollably. The massive towers began to tremble. Then suddenly they rose up from their foundations, crashed to the earth. And on the 7th day, on the 7th time around, Jesus showed up. And when Jesus shows up, failure turns to success. Despair turns to hope. When Jesus shows up, sorrows turn to joy. Discouragement turns to courage. When Jesus shows up, pessimism turns to optimism. Defeat turns to triumph. Fear turns to bravery. Hallelujah. When Jesus shows up, disappointment is turned to fulfillment. When Jesus shows up, meal barrels get filled. You got to pray 7 times. Amen. When even the servant of God says, when you're getting ready to marry, where you used to pray once a day, you better pray 7 times a day. Now, it wasn't the sound waves that brought Jericho down. It wasn't the Memorex effect. They believed the children of Israel shouted. Some people believe the children of Israel shouted at the right frequency, and that made the walls come down. Oh, but the walls of Jericho fell, brothers and sisters, because God's people had the faith to let their commander-in-chief plan the plan and fight the battle. Now the servant of the Lord says it was the majesty of heaven who with his army of angels leveled Jericho. So did you know that's how Jericho came down? I said, did you know that's how Jericho came down? God's angels went around the city leveling the foundation. Have mercy, Jesus. Well, I want to tell you today, somebody here today, you got a Jericho. You've got a problem that's in your way. There are walls of resistance in front of you. You can't conquer it on your own. You're going to need some spiritual weapons. Now, before I leave you, for many of us, self is our Jericho. For many of us, selfishness and self is what is standing between us and the promised land. And only the power of God can bring that Jericho down. Whatever your Jericho is, I invite you to surrender to God's plans. Joshua was the commander in chief who led the nation to victory. Jesus is our commander in chief. When Joshua and his army marched around Jericho for a week, everyone inside thought they were out of their minds, but they brought down the walls and conquered the city. The main difference between an obstacle and opportunity is your attitude. Amen. And today, I don't know who you are, but I know you got a Jericho. It may be personal. It may be financial. You got a wall. You need to come down. Does anybody here have a wall? Does anybody here have an obstacle that's keeping you from your dreams and keeping you from your destiny? I'm here to tell you, God will help you bring it down.
Well, that brings us to the end of the message on Jericho, and just about to the end of our program for today. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, please call the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. The phone number again, 301-577-6342. Please remember to ask for program number 260. That's program number 260, and that will address and reference today's message on Jericho, part 2. Well, until next time, my name is Adrian Westney Jr. As always, I'd like to wish you God's richest blessings. I hope that you will join us again for another program, but until you can, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10. That's where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that life might be the more abundant life."
Give what's in your heart.